Random House Audio presents Lift by Kelly Corrigan. This is the author, Kelly Corrigan. Dear Georgia and Claire, you're both in bed now. Dad, too. I should be sleeping, but I'm wound up. First day of school's tomorrow. Bus comes at 7:44 and won't drop you off until after 3. We don't usually get downstairs before 9. But tonight, shoes are by the front door and backpacks are zipped. You even laid out your clothes so we don't have to argue in the morning. I don't think you'll remember tomorrow or many of the other days we've spent together so far. I only know a handful of stories from before middle school. There was the kiss by the Coats in the spring of 5th grade that I pretended was gross, and the time my teacher, who was tall but wore purple heels anyway, asked if anyone knew how to spell chaos, and I wanted to raise my hand so badly and be the one who knew something no one else in my class knew, but I couldn't because I didn't know. I feel that way still, like I wish I knew more, like I wish I had answers. And I remember in 3rd grade, I pulled a tiny foil star off Julia Burr's row and put it on mine so I'd have more. I got caught and was taken to see the principal, who had very short hair that looked burnt on the ends. When she started in on me, Mrs. Ford, my teacher, held out her hand and guided me into her lap. I put part of her long necklace in my mouth. I was very nervous. And she gently took it out so I could concentrate on the principal's thoughts on truthfulness. You guys love that story. You're always asking me to tell you about making mistakes or getting grounded. Like when I was 10 and I tried to get a bug off my dad's windshield by kicking it over and over.